A couple of episodes ago, I reached the huge milestone of 250 episodes of this podcast. And as a way to shake shit up because I was feeling a little creatively uninspired, I decided to go back, way back through the archives of the various iterations of Carlosophies and share some cringeworthy and sometimes painful and beautiful reminders of how far someone can come and how we're still the same person we were all those years ago. The audio in some of these is really atrocious because I was running on the beach with a video camera. I definitely was not thinking about my audio quality back then. Even though I was still working in the audio space, it wasn't a concern. It was really just an outlet for me, one that I really, really desperately needed because I was in a very thick fog of depression, which makes this even more inspiring to me that I could get up, get out of the house, go and pound the sand while videotaping me at my most vulnerable moments. Today's episode is really about contrast, how things can shift really quickly. So here it is. Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
I also feel like I'm kind of just sitting around waiting for my life to start. That sounds horribly depressing, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm waiting for something and I just don't know what that is. And I'm finding it incredibly frustrating. I don't know, I just, you know, I'm beating myself up for not being, I mean today, like for example, I got in my car, drove down here and realised I hadn't worn any thongs, like I hadn't put any footwear on when I left the house, which is fine because I run bare feet, but like I have to walk through a gravel car park to get there and I just wasn't thinking when I left the house, and I find myself not thinking a lot and forgetting things. I don't know. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm hoping to have some clarity on today. You know, I feel like I'm waiting for my purpose to like present itself, that I'm waiting for things to start happening and they're not. And the only reason for that I can see is me. And that's probably the reason in itself that I'm not giving myself a fair go. But anyway, I'm going to run and ponder.
This was me running on the beach at the height of my depression and obviously having a not so great day. And the interesting thing about listening to that is that though my circumstances are a little different now because I'm not desperately, madly seeking purpose and meaning in my life, the limbo feeling that I had then, that feeling of like waiting for life to start, I still feel that from time to time. In fact, if you've listened to the last few episodes, you'll notice that I've been feeling a little creatively stifled. And it's kind of like that same feeling. It's the same feeling of being half in something and half not, or just waiting for something to shift. And I think we can sometimes find ourselves in this space of waiting for things to shift, and it becomes almost an energy, a thing, a space that we inhabit, a waiting for things to shift space. And what I do know is whether you are waiting for things to shift or you're just going about your life, things do shift. Like they did the following day. Check this out.
Some days I feel really connected to the environment. Like, today, I feel kind of little. How can I explain that better? Like, a small part of something much, much, much bigger. I feel quite low to the earth, like, not low in a hierarchical sense, but low in a gravity sense, like earthed, I guess you would say. Like, I feel like I'm kind of below sea level, if that makes sense. Probably not. That's just how I feel anyway. And I feel really connected to the surroundings. And we are all connected after all. Everything is connected. And I'm just a part of that connection. When I say I feel connected, I mean I can feel the connection between me and the sand, wet, nice and wet and cool. And the sand is connected to the ocean, which is connected to the air, which connects us all. That's kind of what I mean. I hope it makes sense. It's a really good feeling. It's a like at peace feeling, feeling at one. I like it.
And I still relate very much to that feeling of being completely present and at one with whatever it is we're at one with, everything and nothing at once. So sometimes I find myself wondering if I have changed at all, because the things I feel are still the same things I feel. And we can do all the work, but I don't know that we can ever avoid those peaks and troughs that we experience, those ebbs and flows of life. I think regardless of where you get, you're human. And being a human means that some days you're going to feel shit hot and sometimes you're just going to feel plain shit. And that's okay. It's really the meaning that we attach to them and our need to get out of those instead of just surrendering to what it is. That's the problem. So that is my first episode, diving into the back catalogue of the old Carlosophies. I might bring you another one next week. We'll see. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at Carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.